glad you guys are here. Check this out.
Huh?
Cody, if that outfit means you're going on a suicide bombing mission, I just want you to know you have my full support.
Well, thanks. But, no, this isn't a bomb. This is an experiment for my public speaking class. See, I was giving a speech on my favorite topic, adult children of sideshow freaks. Well, the professor dude stopped me and said I used the word dude too much. Dude, you believe that?
Well, Cody, that's just the way you talk.
That's what I told the dude, you know? Yeah. He said it was like a verbal tic, and unless I stopped using the word dude, that I'd never be an effective speaker. Dude.
Cody, this is all very fascinating, but it still doesn't explain why you're wearing that high-voltage vest.
Simple. Shock therapy. Yeah. See, these batteries right here, they're connected to two electrodes that I super glued to my butt. Yeah. All I need is someone to zap me with a big bolt of electricity every time I use the word dude. So, any volunteers?
Me! Me! Oh, pick me!
All right. Now, Dana, man, I know you're just trying to be a friend here, but this is going to be a tough job, okay? Every time I say the word dude, you got to zap me with a big bolt of electricity, no matter how much pain I'm in.
Yeah, got it. Where's the trigger?
This button over here.
Like this?
Yeah! Right. But only when I use the word dude. Yeah! Dude, that hurt. Cool.
Herself again.
Boys, next one who does a fat joke gets his head shaved when he's sleeping. Now, come on, help me up.
How are we going to get her up? I don't want to pop her hernia. Wait, I've got it. We'll just rock her back and forth like a car stuck in the snow.
Cute, Mark.
Okay, on three. One, two, three.
Yeah, boys, raising the Titanic again, huh?
Yeah. I need to go ice my shoulder. I think I blew out a rotator cuff.
I am getting a little tired of being the butt of everyone's jokes around here.
I have to admit, honey, your butt's a pretty big target. See, Daisy. I know you can. Listen, I'm just teasing you. I think you look beautiful.
Yeah, well, I don't feel beautiful. I feel like a big tub of lard.
Carol, you're 8 months pregnant. You're supposed to feel like a tub of lard.
Excuse me.
I meant a beautiful tub of lard. A sexy tub. It doesn't even have to be a tub. It could... Shut up, Frank.
I don't know. You really think it's possible for Cody to stop saying dude?
Dana's already zapped him about 5,000 times. If he doesn't stop soon, we're gonna have to put a light bulb in his mouth.
You know, I'm simply trying to help the boy.
Good morning, duly appointed friends and family.
Good thinking, Cody. You saved your butt on that one.
Dude, tell me about it. Yeah! Yeah, guess I won't be needing that morning cup of coffee, huh?
Cody, why don't you have something to eat so you don't have to talk so much? Here, have a blueberry muffin.
Oh, blueberry muffin. Oh, I love blueberry muffins. Dude. Uh-oh. Yeah! I gotta find another word to use when I get jazzed up about my food. Yeah!
Hey, Barky, what are you, deaf? He said food, not dude. Yeah!
Hey, Dana? You know, far be it from me to be picky, but, hey, if JT uses the D word, do I still gotta get the juice?
I'm sorry. I just really want to help you get this monkey off your back.
You know, a lesser friend wouldn't be able to watch me take this much pain.
It comes from love.
Cody, let's get out of here before the bride of Satan gets trigger happy again.
Good idea. You lead the way. I'm kind of seeing two of everything right now. Dude.
Hey, Dad. Thought you left for work already.
Nah, I had to help Carol through an emotional crisis. Tried to put on a pair of jeans and blew out the zipper.
Oh, you got a message. Pam Marshall called.
Shh, be quiet. I don't want Carol to hear that. Pam's my old girlfriend.
Man, what a hound! Carol's in the shop, so you're taking out a loner?
JT, what kind of man do you think I am?
Obviously a man with needs.
Son, go wash your mind out with soap. I'm not having an affair with Pam. I'm remodeling her bedroom. It is a professional relationship.
Then why don't you just tell Carol?
Oh, yeah, son, that's a real good idea. Carol's here feeling like the Goodyear blimp, and I'm going to tell her I'm putting in a fantasy bedroom for my ex-girlfriend. Yeah. Or better, yeah, why don't I tell her I'm just shacking up with the Laker girl? See, except on weekends, of course.
Well, Uncle Frank, man, he got himself in quite a bind there. Dude. Yeah! Hey, thanks.
No, thank you.
You're gonna be a beautiful baby. Even though your mommy's a cow. Coming. Don't give up hope. I'm coming soon.
Hi.
Hi.
Is Frank home?
No, but I'm his wife. Maybe I could help you. I'm his wife.
You must be Carol.
Hi, I'm Pam Marshall.
Frank's doing a remodeling job for me?
Oh, how nice. Come on in.
Thanks. Well, you must be due any day now.
Well, actually, I got another month to go.
Oh, twins.
No, just one.
Oh, well, I won't take up any more of your time. Frank's ordering my tile in the morning. I just wanted to let him know I changed my mind on the color. Would you mind giving him a sample for me?
Sure. No problem.
Thanks. Well, it's nice to meet you, Carol.
Thanks.
You know, you've got yourself a terrific husband.
Well, thanks. I think so, too.
I'm so glad you're not bothered by the fact that he's working for me.
Why would I be bothered by that?
Oh, no, just because he's remodeling my bedroom and I'm his old girlfriend.
He did mention that, didn't he? No, he didn't.
Oh, well. I'm sure that's just because he's been so busy, you know, tied up in my bedroom. Not tied up like Basic Instinct tied up or anything. I just meant involved. Well, anyway, thanks for taking that tile. I'm sure you'll see that Frank gets it.
Oh, don't worry. When Frank gets home, he'll get it.
Oh, come on, Carol. It's strictly a business relationship.
Oh, yeah? Then why are you hiding her from me?
Oh, right. Like, I'm going to tell you I'm working with a gorgeous woman while you're here looking like a tub of lobwob. I'm not helping myself, am I?
Not one bit.
Well, what do you want me to do, honey? I mean, you want me to quit? I'm serious. If you want me to quit, then just tell me to quit, and I'll quit.
I want you to quit.
I can't do that. I have a ton of money invested in that project, not to mention time. I've been busting my hump in that woman's bedroom. Yeah, I'm careful. It's not a bad choice of words, honey. I chose you over her. Listen, when I married you, I lost all interest in beautiful women.
You might be thirsty.
What's the occasion?
Well, you've been busting your hump in my bedroom, so I thought I'd call it a little celebration.
I'll drink to that.
Nice distance.
And I'm a little tired.
Here's to you and your expert hands in my bedroom.
Anything to hurt her. Oh, what she doesn't know won't hurt her.
It looks great.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm glad you like it.
I thought you might be thirsty. Champagne?
Yeah, well, I don't usually drink on the job there, Pam.
Oh, come on. Just a sip. I want to propose a toast. You've done such a terrific job here.
Well, all right, I guess one little sip wouldn't hurt here. Okay, now, watch out.
Oh, must be an old bottle. Okay.
You. There we go. And a little for me.
Well, here's to my new bedroom.
Cheers.
Oh, you know, Frank, I've been thinking about remodeling my kitchen. Would you take a look? You have such good ideas.
Well, I'd be glad to look. Sure, sure.
I'm really happy I hired you. You are so terrific.
Thanks.
Job like that take about a month, maybe a month and a half.
Yeah, it all depends on how fancy you want to get with the cabinets and the appliances, you know?
I'll tell you, Pam, the first thing you're going to have to do is get rid of those dated faucets and maybe put in a nice sea spout, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. You really have an eye for beautiful things.
Hey, it's my job.
You know what I'm thinking?
That, you'd probably like a nice sea spout here in the jacuzzi.
No. I'd like to have you in the jacuzzi.
Oh, jeez. Okay, but no, listen, Pam, this isn't right.
Give me 5 minutes. I'll make it right.
No, wait, I'm not going to do this. I'm a happily married man. What were you thinking?
Well, I guess I figured there was some reason you didn't tell your wife you were working here.
Well, of course there is. Carol's 8 months pregnant. She feels so insecure about everything. I didn't want to worry her.
Right. Well, I'm glad I didn't throw myself at you. I'd be really embarrassed. Any chance we can just forget this ever happened?
Sure.
Thanks. Well, I think I'll go see my shrink now. We've been working on rejection.
Carol, what are you doing here?
Oh, no. The blackouts are back. It must be the hormones again. We gotta go, so I'll see you at dinner.
Carol, you didn't have to do this. You can trust me.
I know, Frank, but my imagination just got away from me. Well, here I am. I keep thinking I look like this big blimp, and this gorgeous woman walks back into your life, and I just figured you'd find her more attractive than me.
Carol, you are the most beautiful woman I have ever laid my eyes on.
Yeah, even like this.
Oh, yeah.
Shock therapy thing going.
Oh, man. I've been zapped so many times, my butt feels like a London broil. Dude.
Cody, I am so proud of you. You went a whole hour without saying... What's that word you're not supposed to say?
Cody, this is so stupid, man. You need to say the word dude to communicate. It's part of who you are. Why don't you bag this whole thing and quit, bro?
Ah. I can't do that, dude. Yeah, whoa! Okay. Change my mind. Yeah, JT's right. I'm not gonna change. JT, give me the remote.
Winners never quit and quitters never win.
Give it.
Come on. All right.
Okay. Now, if you dudes will excuse me, I have to, move a few electrodes from a very sensitive area.
You know, you try to help a friend and they just give up on you. Well, I wouldn't worry about it, Dana. As far as I'm concerned, you will always be a pain in the butt.